This is KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix.
And I'm Nick Blumberg.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, Steve. I just came to try and help you get into the Halloween mood. Come on.
Wow, it certainly seems like you've already got the spirit.
Well, I mean, despite being a total chicken, I have always kind of had a soft spot for, you know, supernatural stories. So I started looking into some of the dark tales of Arizona's past.
Wow, there's probably a lot. What did you find?
Yeah, we could probably do an hour on all of them, but this is a news program. It seems like hotels are always haunted. I'm doing air quotes right now. The Hotel San Carlos downtown's a famous site of a supposed haunting, but I had a friend who stayed there once, and he said it was pretty much just haunted by the ghosts of loud Japanese businessmen, so not so sure about that. The Oatman Hotel, where I know you've stayed, the Jerome Hotel are supposed to be haunted. And there are, you know, other kind of weird tales. There's the, you know, the Phoenix Lights UFO sighting from the 90s.
I saw a flying saucer.
Saucer? You mean the kind from up there?
But I was also interested in, you know, less horror movie type stuff. I called Wesley Treat. He's a co-author of the book Weird Arizona. And I asked him about a couple places that caught my eye down in Casa Grande. So around Casa Grande Mountain, there's supposedly this mysterious black mist that follows you around and swallows you up and swallows up your car, which Wesley did not
see.
Is
that air pollution?
Yeah, probably. I mean, or just, you know, you're kicking up the dust when you're driving down the road. But Wesley also was telling me there are these really strange dome-like structures, not that far off Interstate 8. They were built years and years ago. It was going to be the future site of a manufacturing plant that never came through. So now they're just abandoned and covered in graffiti and really creepy if you see pictures of them. So Wesley told me he went out and he spent a while checking out the domes, and it got a little weird.
Just remembering, it was one of the few times that I actually got really scared visiting one of these sites. Because I was taking one last photograph. It was completely dark, and there was nobody around. There's one little road that goes by. If anybody were to drive up, I would have seen them. So I was out there completely alone, took one more picture, long exposure, opened the shutter, and then I heard something kick over what sounded like a plastic bucket. And I don't mean it just fell over. You know, there's no wind or anything. It sounded like something kicked it, and it rolled for a while. And I have no idea what it was, but it was the longest 8-second exposure of my life, waiting for that shutter to close. And as soon as it did, I just grabbed everything, shoved it back in my car. It was tripod legs sticking out of the windows, and I sped off. And I haven't been back since.
So was it a ghost in the machine or the dome?
Well, good question. Wesley is not so sure.
I'm on the fence about the whole ghost thing. I go looking for them. I invite them. You know, I say, hey, you know, I would like to actually see one of these ghosts myself one day. But if I do, I'm not sure. I may take that back.
I also got interested in some of the more legendary stories. La Llorona is a pretty common ghost story you hear. She supposedly walks riverbanks crying in lots of places in Mexico and in the Southwest. The version I've always heard, she's crying and roaming the earth because she murdered her children. But I met a storyteller named Rosanna Fierros who told me a different version. This one actually comes from Puerto Rico. A girl named Maria grew up on a plantation on the island, and when she and her best friend Cayo got older, they fell in love, they got engaged, but this beautiful woman named Morena came to the plantation, and all the men, including Cayo, fell in love with her. So Maria's walking home past the home of this old witch who lives on the plantation, and her curiosity gets the better of her. Maria goes to talk to the old woman. Let's let Rosanna take it from here.
And the old woman was speaking to her. Niña, ¿por qué vienes? Why are you coming to see me? And she's just poured her heart out and said, I'm so worried about my Cayo. This woman has his attention, and what shall I do? She says, bring me some clothes of Gallo's, bring me some clothes of Morena, along with her hair, and bring me some of your clothes and your hair, and I will take care of it for you. While she left the house, she was thinking about it. She says, oh, I'm not going to do that. There's no way. She's walking away, and her cousin sees her and says, what are you doing in that house? Grandmother told you never to go there. She says, oh, I was just talking to her. She just asked me a question. But that's not what happened. That Friday night, she gathered the clothes of Morena, she gathered the clothes of Cayo, of her love, and she gathered her own clothes, and she took it to the old woman. And the old woman sat there and made dolls and put the clothes on the woman, and then she asked her to leave. It was time for her to do what she had to do. She says, okay, the next morning she was to be married to Cayo. She was at the church, standing at the altar, waiting and waiting and waiting in her beautiful white dress and no Gallo. Her cousin came up to her and told her the bad news, that Gallo had married Morena that same morning. The screeches, the shouting, the brokenheartedness was heard throughout the land. It was so painful. She didn't know what to do. What had happened was, as the witch, being senile and old, instead of tying Gallo and herself, the dolls, together, she grabbed Morena and tied them together for all eternity. And so to this day, you can see her with her long flowing black hair and her beautiful white wedding dress screaming the screeches of a broken heart.
That was Rosanna Fieto speaking with KJZZ's Nick Blumberg. And Nick, not literally, but thanks for scaring the pants off us today.
Very happy to help.